Welcome back here with Dave Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. This show is about education, it's about finance, it's about lifestyle. And I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is the fact that we keep people educated about what's happening, not just in the markets and lifestyle, but what their options are. And this segment in the show is going to be about education, because there's some changes here for regular investors, what we call retail investors, and what they can get access to.
Let's look back in time where there were opportunities for the average investor to go out and buy, let's call them securities, investments, usually stocks, bonds, mutual funds, GIC, stuff like that. There was another market out there that's called the exempt market,
right?
That you actually either had to be in the know, you had to know who was involved, you had to be a certain type of investor, or you had to be a portfolio manager, institutional money manager, similar to what we are.
Right. Or have a certain amount of wealth, right? Or income.
You have to qualify.
Right, to qualify.
You have to qualify.
Right. Yeah.
And I think what the Alberta Securities Commission is doing now is allowing more and more people access to these types of investments, considering that some of these investments are a good opportunity for investors to get involved in.
Right.
There's just a big hurdle they had to go over in the past. So how do we actually get them the exposure to these types of investments?
Without exposing them to risks they don't understand, right? So this is not for everybody necessarily, but for those that are interested, they'll have an opportunity to educate themselves about it and get access to these markets that they otherwise would have had access
to. Sounds like the free market. Wow.
Well, listen, we've got Denise Weirs, who's the Director of New Economy, Alberta Securities Commission. She's going to help us understand what these changes are. Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, hopefully we did some justice to what you're going to talk about here in terms of the setup. But why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what this new exemption is?
Sure, happy to. So this exemption, we call it the self-certified investor exemption, but you can call it the savvy exemption if you like. It was one we just adopted here in Alberta and Saskatchewan on March 31. And it's part of a broader slate of various initiatives we're undertaking to try to, you know, see if there's ways we can better facilitate sort of access to capital for Alberta businesses, but still protecting investors. You know, in particular, we've been looking at ways we could maybe help with some of the efforts for diversifying the economy, and is there, you know, special or different considerations in that space and sort of the technology space in raising money? You mentioned, you know, sort of the, wealthy individuals and institutions. That's the, you know, accredited investor exemption, and it is by far the most used. But when we did these consultations in the last couple of years, what we heard is we really should be looking also at people who have, you know, financial or investment knowledge and letting them to participate as well. And so that's what this exemption's intended to focus on, is sort of those people who are below those thresholds, you know, $200,000 income or $1 million in assets, provided that they have, you know, investment education or knowledge. So looking at things like, you know, CFA designation, finance degree, an MBA. So there's a whole list of different, you know, designations and degrees that would qualify. Probably most significantly for like the more average person, you know, you didn't go to university. There's a Canadian Securities course that a person can take, and as long as they, you know, have at least $75,000 net income.
So Denise, there's two different categories from what I'm hearing. Is the ones who've got CFA holders, MBAs, lawyers. They've got those kind of educational backgrounds. Generally, those backgrounds also entail a higher income level along with that knowledge. For those who don't have that higher income level, there's the Canadian Securities course, but as long as they have $75,000, and I heard net income, is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
And that's not household, that's the individual?
So you can qualify, if you have the Canadian Securities course, you can qualify either if you yourself have $75,000 net income or household $120,000.
So that still takes you to a significant six-figure digit income, mm-hmm. to get a $75,000 net or a combination of the two to get $120,000 net. This is a net income, which is interesting on that part versus a gross income.
Right. And that's just if that you have that. The income requirement doesn't apply if you have like a finance degree or an MBA or, you know, one of the other sort of, you meet one of the other.
So what I like about this program is that it is requiring people to take a little bit of effort to get involved. And we've heard so many horror stories of people buying investments that are not listed on an exchange or available to through the retail market via a financial institution. They are small companies providing some sort of product, and things didn't go their way. I had a conversation, Denise, with a person that watches and listens to the show, and they called out and they said, I have this investment that's gone. It's a real estate investment. I qualified based on income, but the thing went to zero. I can't get my money. I've lost a lot of money that I invest in this because the minimum amount to invest was $250,000.
Right.
Now they're out $250,000. And I'm not saying the investment was the right investment or wrong. Could have just been a bad timing or whatever. Like, I'm not going to here to critique the investment. But they didn't understand the exempt market. They didn't understand all of the ins and outs of that. So my question is, I have a lot of people that I know, MBAs,
yep,
CFAs, lawyers, who don't read all the documents that are out there that can tell you what could happen in a worst case scenario. So from the Alberta Securities Commission's perspective,
yeah,
how should investors protect themselves? Because they're going to get a 200-page document with some legal pieces and jargon that they may not understand. And it's the ability to purchase. And yeah, they can take their time to read it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people read every single document on the exempt, the OM, the offering memorandum or anything like that. Because that's my I can't fall asleep material.
Right.
Right. I use that for curing insomnia. And so
yeah,
how do we protect those individuals who really not understanding everything they're getting into, and what are some tips you can provide them?
Sure. So on this particular exemption, we've built in some conditions to try and address those issues that you just talked about. So in addition to sort of that financial and, you know, investing education, some of the other things are, you know, there's a requirement that they sign a document. It's about 8 pages long. And it goes through a bunch of different investment risks, like special things that, you know, in the exempt market and the private market, you know, there's different considerations. So try to drive those home, you know, explain to them the things that they should be asking, you know, and need to understand, and make them acknowledge multiple times, okay, I got that. That's part of it. You know, we've been working with various parties trying to develop some more education in this space. We rolled up a bunch of content on our website, talking to the National Angel Capital Organization. They're developing content for investors. So with this exemption, in addition to that, you know, document, we've also got limits on how much a person can invest. So if you're talking about investing in a public company and you've got advice, you're getting investment advice on it, there's no limit. But if you're talking about like a private company, early stage, you know, investment, then the idea is this is supposed to give you experience investing, not lose your shirt. So the limits are $10,000 in any one company in a calendar year, and to sort of encourage diversification, put $250,000 in all you can afford to lose in one company, you know, spread it around. So $30,000 in a year spread out amongst multiple companies. And then really it's to help, you know, maybe the earlier stage young investor, you know, start to get some exposure, maybe be able to participate in some of these angel investor networks and, you know, get experience working with others and understand the space.
I like the fact that they've got limits on these dollar amounts so you don't lose everything. If you can risk $10,000 and you have income level limits, these are the things that we have to take into account,
yeah,
when we take on a client,
yeah,
right? We have to look at their overall situation. There's two things we also have to look at. Is it's called KYC, know your client, and it's KYP, know your product.
Right.
If you don't understand it, don't buy it. And I think that's one thing that we want to share with everybody. If you don't understand it and you still are interested, get the advice and information.
Right.
Sit down with experts who understand this stuff and can explain it to you so you know the pros and cons. We could be talking about this for hours, because
yep,
I think I'm so excited about the opportunity for Albertans to get into this, but I'm also excited about the fact that we are having some rules and some understanding on understanding on how to actually purchase these investments. So Denise, thank you so much for joining us today on this great topic.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really hope to help get the word out so that people understand the options available to them. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Thanks.
Where can they get more information if they want to invest or want to understand how these new rules apply?
Sure. We tried to roll out some plain language web content on our website, so albertasecurities.com. You can find it there under the small business section of our website.
Great, Denise. Thank you very much. We've been joined by Denise Weirs, Director of New Economy, Alberta Securities Commission. We have to make sense of all of this stuff, total wealth. It's private companies, it's public companies, it's closely held businesses, it's land and real estate, all of those things. We're going to discuss that at our upcoming webinar.
And that's the five pillars of our investment strategy that helps individuals transition to and live in retirement. If you want to learn about those five pillars, we'll be explaining it to you on Tuesday, May 18th, 7 p.m. live online. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, are Calgary's neighborhoods, is Calgary's infrastructure ready for you as you retire? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.